Welcome to the Safety Pro Roundtable. Every week on this show, you will hear from safety professionals around the industry as we talk about challenges, innovations, and stories that will help you lead a better safety program. This is the Safety Pro Roundtable.
Hi, this is Stacy. Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast, and you're going to love this story. So I talked to Michael Circle, and what I love about this story is that when he talks about being introduced to safety, he was in a different field and he was really enjoying himself. And then all of a sudden he found safety and it really excited him. And it's just a really beautiful human story about when somebody finds that thing that they're really, really passionate about in this life. Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. I'm here with Michael Circle with Onward Energy. I'm looking forward to hearing your safety story.
I'm looking forward to telling it.
Okay, tell me your story.
Okay, well, I actually got my undergraduate degree from Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay.
But my undergraduate was in public relations and journalism.
Okay.
So while I was working at Marshall for about 5 years afterwards in the parent programs, they offered a master's degree for free, and I said, I'll take it. And when I was trying to decide what I wanted to do, I knew that safety was lucrative, so I chose it based entirely on money. But my very first class was an OSHA class, and I immediately fell in love with it. I thought, this is where I was actually meant to be. And as I was, every day I went to class, every class I took, I got more and more into it and was so excited that this is what I ended up choosing. And to this day, I look on at fall protection or electrical safety hazards and just think, this is the exciting stuff. This is what makes me happy.
Really? I love that. So what was it about safety that had you excited? Like, do you know what that is?
At first, I wasn't sure. I just felt that this was exciting. But as I learned more about it, it's all of the above when it comes to, like, it's law, it's medicine, it's not cop, but it's at the same time enforcement. There's so much to it that it's everybody else's trade all in one. And then, of course, you get to learn the trade that you're in. I'm in power generation, which is new to me. So I'm learning about, arc flash. I'm learning about all these safety hazards and wind turbines and fall protection for that and solar panels. And then there's the environmental aspect of all of it. And it's like every different job, you become a part of something new. And it's fascinating.
So what part of what are you doing now at Onward Energy?
I'm a corporate EHS specialist. So we do audits on all of our 42 sites.
Okay.
Onward is in 16 states, about to grow to 18 states, I think. We're a very fast growing company. We're an acquisition company. So if you're already there, we'll buy it. We don't do any construction. We don't build new sites, but we are growing very rapidly. We're in 16 states. We do wind, solar, and natural gas. A couple of new acquisitions we're getting are natural gas, so there's going to be more of that. We're excited to get into South Carolina. We're going into Maryland now, and it's just we're growing every day.
Nice, thank you. So when you were in that class getting your master's, I mean, can you imagine what your life would be like if you didn't get that master's degree? Like if you weren't even like introduced to safety?
Because you've
clearly found the thing that you're passionate about.
I truly am. And I was very passionate about public relations and journalism as well. And staying in that wouldn't have been a problem for me. Mm-hmm. But to find safety is just a whole new level of myself. Like, I am excited to grow into this field even more than I was in public relations.
So what about your childhood as a kid do you think that you can like correlate to liking the safety?
Absolutely
now?
Nothing. Like, when I was a kid, I wasn't safe. But I never had any accidents that really made me think this needs to be different.
Yeah.
So here's something I never really thought about until just now, so I appreciate this.
Yeah.
My dad's actually missing his wedding ring finger. He worked at a banana warehouse in Princeton, West Virginia called Surface Banana.
Okay.
And there was an old powered fork truck or a powered pallet jack that was not guarded in any way, and his finger got caught between it and a wall, and it pinched it off. And I mean, that was a fascinating story as a kid, but nowadays I can look back on that and say, well, here's what would have prevented that.
Sure.
So nothing as a kid made me think maybe I should go into safety, but now I can look back and say, well, there's probably a lot of things that should have.
Yeah, it's interesting because some people are really, you know, really risk averse. They like, they're really rule oriented. They've always kind of been more safe than other people. So it's interesting that you had this kind of like impetuous, maybe so yeah, childhood that you were just like, whatever, and then now you're into safety. It's like very interesting.
Well, we country boys from West Virginia, we don't care about safety. We just do whatever.
You do whatever. And then now it's like, wait a minute, we need to think this through, right? Yeah,
I was afraid of heights and I was afraid of water. Other than that, I'd do just about anything.
So what about safety today? I mean, it looks like, you know, you're like in the arc flash and all of that. What about that excites you? Is, you know, there's different components to safety, right? What the thing that drives you, I suppose?
I think it's the growth of technology. Especially in the fall protection, seeing the new personal fall arrest systems and seeing how the new lanyards work and all that. The new 24-foot fixed ladder rule coming up where everybody has to get rid of cages and they have to have ladder protection systems on all of them. Learning how those work is just, it's fascinating to me. And then understanding that what we do actually does matter. While it doesn't seem like it to the people we matter to, they may not think we matter, but we do. And it's fascinating to know that when you do it right, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. And it's can be a thankless job, but that's fine because those people are going home safe because of something you implemented. Whether they find it annoying or not, they're going home safer.
Absolutely. Do you have any goals in terms of like what you want to do with your future in safety?
This is pretty close to the dream here. I never thought that I'd be working for an energy company, especially one that was growing so fast and renewable energy. Before this, I would have said my ultimate goal would be in hospital safety.
Okay.
Now I find myself, I'm new to it still, but I'm very happy where I am.
Good.
So if I could stay here, I'm working on my ASP now, get my CSP in the future.
And nice.
We'll see where life takes us.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Pro Roundtable. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EH software in the industry. If you're ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospis.com/podcast. That is www.sospes.com/podcast. We'll see you next time on the Safety Pro Roundtable.